great pleasure to introduce to you today this week's gift givers, Stacy Sova and Debbie Bolton. Stacy is the National Director of Sales and Training Support, and Debbie is the Chief Sales Officer for North America for the direct selling company Norwax. In today's world where going green is no longer a trendy thing to do, but a necessity to protect our earth for generations to come, Norwax's microfiber, non-chemical cleaning cloths are changing the world and making homes into safe havens by allowing people to clean and disinfect their homes without any chemicals, using only water and their fantastic line of products, sparing people from the harmful effects that cleaning chemicals can do day in and day out. And while Norwax's purpose of creating homes into safe havens is a gift to us all, today I'm pleased to share with you another gift that Debbie and Stacy gave to me, a most fantastic gift for all of us to be reminded of here in the new year. Up until this point in the Your Gift series, you've heard a lot about the cast of characters who helped me in my formative years, my childhood, my teenage, my college years. Beginning today and moving forward, you're going to meet all the characters of my business career the past 20 years who have given me gifts aplenty. And while each of them have given me individual gifts of conventional wisdom, one running theme is that they were all gatekeepers. Everyone who has come into my business life over the past 20 years has in some way, shape, or form opened a gate that has led to bigger, brighter life adventures full of excitement and surprise. Since leaving the corporate side of direct selling nearly a year ago and beginning my pursuit for my passion and natural God-given talent for public speaking, my focus has been singular in nature, and that was nothing more than reminding people that I'm available and ready to speak at any event where they're looking for inspiration, education, and motivation, be it through the Your Gift series, be it through emails, telephone calls, Facebook posting. My focus was on nothing more than to do what I could do and to continue doing it despite the immediate results, knowing with every fiber of my being that when we do what we can day in, day out, and do not vary from the course, it's inevitable that what we seek will come to pass, that what we hope for will become reality, that the break that we're looking for is out there. The only unknown is how long it takes us to get there. But we are guaranteed success when we continue to do what we can. And the last year has been great, and I owe a debt of gratitude and huge thanks to all the business associates who, over the past year, have thrown me small speaking projects, allowing me to continue to spread the word of my speaking services. And no doubt, each and every one of them have been clues and motivation and inspiration to keep doing what I could do. And while it's said in acting, there are no small parts, only small actors. It's no different in enterprise. Every break, every opportunity to grow your business is an important one. However, we work day in, day out, on faith, throwing our heart over the fence, waiting for that moment that takes our dreams, our desires, our sense of purpose to the next level. And this past October, out of the clear blue, a phone call from longtime friend and business associate Stacy Sova opened that gate. She described to me about Norwax's deep purpose in the world of leaving the world a little better off than when we found it by creating safe havens in homes, making them free from damaging and destructive chemicals. She described to me how Debbie found the microfiber cleaning cloth and brought it to Canada. And from there, the safe haven bonanza began. And over the past 20 years, through commitment to their sales force and to their product line, and most importantly, to their purpose, she described to me how Norwax had grown into one of the leaders in the direct selling industry, having crossed the $100 million mark. And Stacy opened that gate to allow me an audience with Debbie Bolton, proposing that I speak at their upcoming leadership conference. And through that phone call from Stacy and that conversation with Debbie, a gate was opened to allow me to be their keynote speaker at at their upcoming leadership conference. Aside from the obvious gift of being able to expand my public speaking enterprise, Stacy and Debbie gave me a gift even greater, and that was the reminder that we all have opportunities to be gatekeepers. And with the new year upon us, we're making resolutions about all the things we want to do for ourselves. But it's Debbie and Stacy that have reminded me to encourage everyone to make a resolution, a permanent resolution, to look for the opportunities in the minute and in the moment where we can open the doors to help people build self-confidence, increase their self-worth, increase their enterprise. When it's in our power to do so, resolve to make it happen for others. Because gatekeepers understand the universal law that's indisputable, that we get what we want only when we help enough people first get what they want. And like all gatekeepers, I respect deeply and admire the leap of faith, the trust that Stacy and Debbie embraced in order to open the gate for me to lend a hand to Norwax, believing and hoping that I'll hold sacred that company's mission, that company's purpose, as everyone associated with that company does day in and day out. That's the hard part about being a gatekeeper, is the trust and the leap of faith we have to make when we open the gate for another. But that's part of the joy of being a gatekeeper, as it so builds our faith, our trust, and our love in all those we live with, work with, and come into contact with. What a gift. What a reminder that Stacy and Debbie gave to me to open the door of opportunities, small and large, when it's in your power to do so. Be a gatekeeper. Thanks, Stacy and Debbie, for allowing me to lend a hand to Norwax and opening a wonderful gate in my public speaking career. And thank you for the reminder that each of us is a doorway to lift others up and to help others out. And thank you for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.